Welcome back! I am enjoying making podcasts because Anchor, the app that I'm publishing this with, allows me to record podcasts over the phone. Like, literally using my phone, and I just call somebody and it's recorded as a podcast also. I did that in my previous episode with Josh Wong. We talk about speaking out about the government on social media, which actually generated a lot of feedback. Thank you so much for the dialogues that I'm having with you guys. It's awesome. I'm being corrected left and right, and at the same time I'm receiving a lot of good feedback, so there's just a lot to say about that kind of topic. But this next one is something super exciting also. I talked to my friend L.A. Aguinaldo. He is known as a model, but he also creates content, and he just launched a line of apparel, t-shirts. It's called All Day Industries, so check out alldayindustries.com for his merch. We're going to talk about that in this episode, as well as finding your North Star and sticking to it. Stay tuned.
Oh,
hey, bro.
What's up, Nate? I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to hear your voice, bro. It's been a while.
Amazing, bro. This is so amazing technology, you know?
I feel like such a tito. Like, there's so many podcasters who do this already, but it's like my second time doing this.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. How convenient this is, man.
Super. It makes me want to make more. Actually, later in the day, I'll be making an episode with Hannah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Definitely, bro. Like, this is actually pretty awesome.
How are you this, EQ, ECQ? I
was about to say EQT. Bro. ECQ. What does ECQ stand for again?
Extended Community Quarantine.
Yun. Galing mo talaga. Atinian talaga. Aside from joining like random Facebook groups, dude, I've just been chilling at home, you know, doing my part, staying at home. And actually, you know, taking this time to try and be productive here at home, you know. Little things, man. Cleaning my room.
That's nice.
Counting my shoes. Taking care of my dog. I mean, and of course, like, you know, trying to do stuff that I've always wanted to do, I guess. Like, actually just, like, sitting down, reading a book.
Oh, I love that.
Fiddling around with, like, GarageBand or, like, you know, something, like, you've always wanted to do. That now you have so much time. Huh? Sorry?
Are you going to be releasing like a track for us soon or something?
Well, let's see, bro. Let's see after I watch all the YouTube tutorials. Let's see if I can make out something. But yeah, bro. How about you, man? What you been up to?
Yeah, I'm figuring out ways to make content. So at first, I was quite nervous, especially to make content that had to do with at first, it was anything positive because it was such a sensitive situation. So I felt like if I come up with something that seems to be blindly ignoring what's going on in our social political situation, baka mabash ako, ganun. So I took some time. I really had to reflect. Then I'm trying to balance my content now between that and, you know, the stuff I'm usually making, stuff I'm passionate about also.
I know, so, yeah. Kinda nawala ka nga, napansin ko. Pero dude, like, that's the thing. Siguro, we can also talk about that, like, thus, the current social political situation, is it a valid reason for creators to actually pause and wait a minute, like, parang my content is that's not true. Fit in this certain type situation.
Because,
dude, I still see a lot of people, like, put out, you know, whatever IG photo, like, nothing is happening, you know. Like a TikTok video as if, like, you know, like, the news last night just didn't happen or, like, an event last night just didn't happen. But, like,
for sure,
you know. So, I don't know, man. Like, I don't have a concrete, like, answer for that. What do you think?
I'm sure it's a balance. I mean, there are different things to look at here. One is, we're all called to work from home, right?
Yeah.
And so, if content creation, you gotta work from home. You still gotta make what you usually make, you know? But at the same time, you don't want to ignore because everyone is talking about it on social media. So, I think one practical way that I've chosen, I might be wrong, but I've chosen to really balance that is I'm still making Good Morning Nate episodes. I've already done one about speaking out about the social political situation, but after that, I might do one on productivity or something unrelated.
Yeah, but
my picture for the meantime is the Philippine flag. At least, you know, like I'm standing up for the Filipino and people know that I'm not being aloof about it. Because, you know, we have some people out there putting out tweets na parang, oh, I'll just be positive, you know?
Yeah.
With no, turning a blind eye completely to the details, you know? That's apathy.
The first time I heard this term lang was this week, and it's called toxic positivity.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Give them context. What is that?
Like what you said, like turning a blind eye to, like, you know, what's really happening and just...
Yeah.
Being positive and like, I don't know.
Well, I feel you.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. I was supposed to introduce you. I think I will have done that in the intro that I'm gonna record after we do this, which is funny. It's like time travel. But yeah. Very quickly, could you let our listeners know who you are?
Okay. Hey, what's up, guys? Ele Aguinaldo. I'm Nate's friend. Boy Wonder. Ele Aguinaldo.
Cool.
It's so hard, man, to introduce
myself. I know, dude.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. And you see, I'm sure you see that question on the question list of questions I sent you. Like, sometimes it can be an intimidating question for creatives, for freelancers. Especially when you're, well, for me, like when I'm at a family reunion and there's a lola or lolo asking me, so ano trabaho mo?
Yeah.
How would you answer that?
Dude, honestly, like before, I used to like, because like what we do is something new. Well, technically new. Yep. Like it wasn't around 30 years ago. So there's still a lot of people who don't understand like the internet and how you can really push a business out of it, you know?
Yeah.
So like before, like I was actively modeling. So it was an easy task for me to say, oh, I model, you know, or I do this or I do that. But I personally don't see myself as just being a model. I see it being just a facet of me, Ele Aguinaldo.
I love it.
So yeah, sure. I'm a model, but that doesn't define me, you know, or like, I also do videos, but I don't call myself a full-time video creator, you know?
Right.
Because it's only one of the facets that make up Ele Aguinaldo. So, like, you know, to be honest, to put it simply, when people ask me right now, I just say, I'm Ele Aguinaldo. Really, bro. Really, I'm not joking, man. I'm not joking. Like, I really... I just wanted to say, like, oh... I'm Ele Aguinaldo, like.
That's true.
And then they raise an eyebrow, and then like, okay, I start to explain a bit, you know.
How would you explain a bit?
Like, I think it's just being like being in social media. There's a lot of ways of really how you can help brands and businesses push their businesses as well, because they align with whatever it is that you're pushing in terms of your content. Whether it's videos, whether it's pictures, whether it's music, whether it's podcast, you are pushing a brand. And sometimes brands are aware of that. And your part, let's try not to use the word influencer here, but like your part of being like a brand as well. You have a certain brand already. Is like you're trying to push a product through the use of your brand. Do you get me? Like, you try to help people or actually help brands highlight their key attributes to people who you believe will be helped by these brands. Get?
Yeah, you're like a bridge.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. That's a simple way to do it. Yeah. So, hi, I'm Ele Aguinaldo and I'm a bridge.
That's going to raise too many eyebrows, bro.
Yeah, I know.
What the heck are you talking about? Well, the way that I answer it is, well, technically, I run a tiny brand design firm.
So I don't know if you're familiar with like Sirius Studio.
Sirius. The S, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah, the S.
Yeah.
And I.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys, parang I love what they do so much that I decided to try it myself. So a partner and I, we got some Simiko. We would get a couple clients and then we made logos for them, colors and whatever. So I just say that I run a small brand design firm, maybe even a marketing firm, if I'm being bold.
Yeah, yeah, but, that's true.
Yeah, so that's like my safe answer. But at the end of the day,
I love that.
This for another podcast. But my struggle is I want to be like a full-time creative. Like, I want to have ideas that connect creatives, marketing, and even operation solutions for business. But I don't know. That's just for another day. Like, anyway, we were talking about your social media thing and how you're a bridge. You are now being a bridge for your own product.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Product.
Something very
all
new.
All day industries, bro.
Yes. All day industries.
Yeah. So what's all day industries? And then how did you come up with the idea?
Okay, so if you guys aren't familiar, my YouTube channel is actually called LA All Day.
Yeah.
And it's derived simply from you spending a day with me on my vlogs. So that's why it's LA All Day. But all day for me personally is something I use almost every day or frequently. Whether it's I play basketball or watch something really cool or agree with a person, I always mention the phrase all day. Like, of course, when you shoot a three-pointer and then it goes in, all day. Yeah, right? All day, baby. Like, we do it all day. And, like, it's some sort of a, how do you say it? It's a mantra, a philosophy.
For sure.
In a way that kind of just adapted to my lifestyle. So I just remind myself to like all day, whether it's at the gym or I'm in a tough situation, I always try to pursue like that all day mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You That's know, cool. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's like a mantra. Nga. It's like something that you can say that all day we be like, yung it reminds me of, I'm sure the inspiration is completely different also, but it reminds me of Captain America. You know how he's whenever he has a hard time, whenever he's like being beaten up already, and he's like, I could do this all day, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's like a motivational statement. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, exactly, and that's how I use it. And siguro for that the birth of all the industries, I just wanted to translate that into my merch, which is All Day Industries. And to be honest, when I made All Day Industries, it wasn't really envisioned to be like a streetwear brand or anything like that. It was just supposed to be like, yun nga, a way of thinking, you know, that I wanted to push to. So yeah, like, all day, I just wanted to incorporate it into my merchandise and really push that way of thinking to my followers, to my subscribers, and like, because I know they come from all walks of life. And you know, because for me personally also, I get discouraged, and I'm sure a lot of them can relate with that, because I see their tweets, I see their messages, and like, you know, sometimes life could really be discouraging, but that doesn't mean it will always be discouraging, you know? So, like, I try to shed light on pushing why we do the things we do.
Yeah.
And just to remind ourselves that we all have a dream, we all have somewhere to go, and we all have to just keep pushing on for us to ultimately reach that, you know?
Awesome. So that's where Find Your North came from, no?
And that's where Find Your North comes in. And
yeah,
I think I also want to help people realize that, you know, we all have our North Stars, but that doesn't mean the journey is going to be easy. Like, you know, of course, like the way to like finding our North isn't an easy task, that there will be trials and there will be times that we'll really feel down, but that doesn't mean we have to stop, right?
Right.
We just have to keep on pushing on.
Doesn't mean we have to stop.
Exactly.
So for our listeners, no, Find Your North is, would you call it the tagline of all the industries?
Yeah, I would call it the tagline. Tagline. The full tagline actually is Find Your North and Stick to It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm about to read out what's on the website.
Sure.
Here through the rough and when things get tough, remember to look up. Find your north. Stick to it. Welcome to all the industries.
There we go. Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's so, the full tagline, but like just to keep it short, find your north and stick to it.
For sure. So where did the did this come from, like a personal experience or
I would say it's
sticking to it, which is also very important.
I think it really boils down to like my experience in life.
Yeah.
So it's personal what's your experience. North, bro? That's the thing, like, you know,
you're north.
Oh, what's my north? I think just being happy, bro. At the end of the day, I just want to be happy. So I guess that's just my general like point when it comes to dreams, like what will make me ultimately happy, because like every day like our tastes change, our dreams change, whether they become way bigger or, you know, just a bit under, hopefully not, but like, you know, like I think it's that journey or that idea to get in, to get our dreams, that really hones us. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
Yeah,
you get me. You get me, bro.
That's so cool,
because it really the journey really shapes you. It's not the destination, it's not the end goal, but the journey to get to your end goal, the journey to get to happiness, bro. The way life hones you, the way life shapes you, you know.
Sure, bro. Like trusting the process and then letting the process mold you into a new person.
Exactly. You know.
Kasi, yun nga, ang daming, there are already so many movies, stories, plays written about, you know, there's this pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah.
And you reach it, they realize it was nothing compared to the journey to get there.
Mm.
The people that they met, the things that they learned, the values that they picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I like it. Finding your north and sticking to it.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a bit about the process, no? How did you come up with the idea to sell apparel?
Well, personally, kasi fashion is like a passion of mine. Well, fashion is my passion.
Yeah.
No, but like
fashion for fashion.
I guess the love for fashion started when I started modeling, and I really got to appreciate, you know, t-shirts or simple like design, or like people I would model for, these designers, these fashion designers, and I really get to appreciate the process behind it and the clothes. And yeah, I just like fashion's really, it's great. It really is a part of my life now. And like, why not create a fashion line that not only can have that mantra as its base, but also try to push that idea to people who wear it. You know, like I want people who wear the shirts to feel good because they know what the brand stands for.
For sure.
And they get to do even better when they wear the shirts. You get me? It's like, the shirt gives you a superpower. That's what I want.
Yeah, it's like an outlet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's how I want people to feel, you know, when, cause like, for me, like, this is my fashion mantra as well, like if you feel good, you do good. So if you feel good with the clothes you're wearing, you become more confident, you become more sure, you generally feel good overall, and that confidence can really push a person to do extraordinary things. You get me, fam?
Yeah So guys, if you want to feel good, if you want to look good, and if you believe in finding your north and sticking to it, check out alldayindustries.com.
Let's go baby.
all day So okay, we're coming to a close, but I wanna, you know, season this podcast with something that actually the message to you is because of the whole find your north mindset. Mm-hmm. I'm reading this book called Ikigai by Sebastian Marshall. And Ikigai is that Japanese concept. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah. That Japanese concept of like, you know exactly what you want to do. You're good at it. It helps sustain you like financially. It helps other people. You know, it's all these factors into one thing. And you can devote your whole life to it. And when I heard Find Your North, it's a similar thing. It's like setting a goal.
Mm.
And then the sticking to it part. So I was reading yesterday chapter 2. I just started. But it said a lot of the young people today don't set goals for themselves or work hard towards them. You can achieve so much more than the ordinary person nowadays just by trying.
Ooh, wow. And that's really good.
Yeah. It's a sad statement. But I think to an extent it's quite true. I think that there are a lot of people out there who, and of course I'm not comparing anyone to me, but it's something kasi that is said a lot. Yung, hey, we should start a podcast, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're out Inuman or whatever, they're talking philosophically and they're like, yeah, these are good conversations. Let's start a podcast. And they never actually do, you know. Or let's start a band or things like that. But the internet is there. We have free apps like the one I'm using right now to call you and record a podcast called Anchor. We've got all these tools. And if we just do it, we can accomplish so much.
Yeah.
Starting on a apparel line is a bit more than that. But I'm curious because I've always wanted to sell merch. I don't think I'm at the influencer. I said the I word. I'm sorry. I don't think I have the media mileage yet to harness the economies of scale and sell enough.
Mm.
But if in the future, you know, what does it look like? Did you have to go to a factory, to a supplier? Because I saw a photo of that
thing. Yeah.
I know there are some people, they just call a supplier.
Yeah.
They call a printer, they send the design online, and then it's shipped to their house. But you really are taking good care of the process. What's that like?
Yeah, because like mainly it really is my interest and I really want to be hands-on. And you know, honestly, I launched All Day Industries last November, but it was ready since early July. Like I had the supply already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the design was already set. I had the website. I bought the website name. The Instagram was up already. It's just that it took me till November to launch because I wasn't even sure if people were gonna, you know, like accept it or like find it. You know, how are they gonna react to it? You know, so that fear hindered me from actually launching it earlier. But for some reason, that November, like, I had to go back on why I started the brand in the first place. And I just reminded myself, this is actually my north. Like, it's one of my norths in life. And, you know, like, I should stick to it, like, what the brand entails. So, you know what? That's what I did. I launched my website. I launched the commercial. I launched the Instagram. And, like, within the day, like, one of my shirts sold out, like,
oh wow,
quick. Yeah,
that's great.
And then I got so many DMs from like friends and like people who I didn't really interact with, but like they messaged me out of nowhere, like saying like, hey LA, this is really cool, like I want to order one, or like even DJs
that's
or
great.
Like people from the industry, they've been DMing me, like even artistas, bro, like for real, man. Wow. They've been DMing me saying like what I did was really cool when I can hook them up and stuff like that. But like, you know, if I didn't start the brand, like, you know, like I wouldn't really know whether or not people would like it. I think just the important thing is that you like it. And that you started, you know, like you said, like the important thing is you try, and you know, like, you know, if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. Well, it is what it is. But like that shouldn't.
But you like it.
Yeah,
bro.
That shouldn't hinder you from like doing what you want to do. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've been looking for personally. Then sa content, parang I want to make stuff that I like.
Yeah.
Like even though. There, I have some I think most of my podcast listeners, you guys are the ones who've been following me for years now, and you know that my brand changes erratically. One season it's this font, the next year it's this font, the you know, the color grading changes and everything. But I don't know, it's what keeps my design, the designer part of myself alive.
Yeah.
That I'm always looking for something nicer, something more aesthetically pleasing, something that gives me more energy when I make it.
Definitely.
So, yeah. I think that's one of the ways that I stick to my north. No? Mm. I look for what I like. And even if nobody likes it, even if the world hates it, I know that I made something that I really enjoy.
Exactly.
And what, like, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, and if other people like it as well, that's already that's also a win. But then again, yeah, once you put it out because you like it, that's the win. You get it?
That's the
everything
win. Yeah, that's
else
true.
Is a, you know, that's a bonus.
Bonus.
Yeah. There.
I love
there
it.
Go.
I love that mindset.
There you go.
I love that mindset.
Yeah.
So, we have a few listeners also who are, I'm sure, struggling to find their north.
Hmm.
How, you know, what kind of advice would you give them? How would you know that something is your north?
Like what we just discussed, just try things, you know, just try everything you
like
want to try. And like, you'll never know talaga, bro. Eh. Like, you'll never know. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, if I never started like modeling, or if I just stop at that first casting that they said no to me, or like, you know,
yeah,
like, you gotta try at least. See what you really want to do. And,
yeah,
you know, you never know pala you were good at this thing kasi you never tried it before, you know.
Wow.
So I think it's just people forgetting the judgment of others and just trying the things they really want to try, you know. That's the simple way to put it, really.
That is such valuable advice in this day and age. Because we look for validation on the internet everywhere we go. Eh.
Exactly.
We look for the likes. We look, and you know, as much as we want to say that we don't really care about the likes, we don't care, it's still something that we acknowledge that it's better to have them than to not have them.
Yeah, exactly.
And that palang is like, okay, so somehow, even subconsciously, I'm looking for that online validation from other people.
Yeah.
But you can't underestimate the power of trying, bro.
Mm-hmm,
there's exactly. So much power in a heart that tries. I have a friend
mm-hmm.
who, as he was growing up, his parents were letting him try a lot of things, but all geared towards sports.
Uh-huh.
Him to be an athlete, so they put him into baseball, they put him into basketball, and surely enough, he enjoyed these things. But when he found dance. He really did. Yeah, ooh. He started wanted to dance. So they put him in hip hop, they put him in jazz, contemporary.
Yeah.
But he wanted to try ballet, bro.
Wow.
And this guy was fearless. Like he said, "Mom, Dad, I want to do ballet. Can you put me in a ballet class?" And that's where he's thriving. And that's where what he wants to do. And you'll see his Instagram posts, like a lot of ballet stuff. It's not my cup of tea, but I know that guy's happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wow. Kudos to his parents also to like supporting him in his dreams, you know? Like, wow, that's really cool. I want to be like a parent like that too, like with my kids. Like, hey, Dad, I want to do basketball. Sure. Hey, Dad, I want to do volleyball. Sure. Like, having a kid that, you know, wants to do something is already a win for me as a parent. I don't know. I'm not a parent yet, but like, I'd
feel
super stoked if my kid was so passionate about, you know, trying to do something. And their confidence in me being a supportive parent is there because they know, hey, I'm going to tell my dad I like to do this, I like to do that. And I know he's going to support me. Yun. Diba? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Kasi,
dude. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There we go.
Were you going to add something?
No, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you for the conversation. This was super refreshing. I kind of want to do this with random friends and creatives and reach out.
Yeah. Right now, like, I think we have a lot of people who's also at home and who's also looking for...
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, for things to listen to during the season. And, like, people are also thirsty and hungry for, like, knowledge, you know. So like, keep doing what you're doing, bro, and like, you're reaching
thanks,
more
man.
People than you know, you get me.
Thanks, man. Yeah, and even the encouragement from you, like I learned a lot from you today.
Oh, thanks, yeah, brother.
About
That's
finding
so cool.
your north, sticking to it.
Yeah, after this is all over, bro, I'll hook you up with some merch, man.
Oh, let's do it. Thanks,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, for sure. Of course, man. Of course.
Let me support you.
Bro,
yeah,
thanks, man. Yeah, for sure. Got you, fam.
All right. Take care, bro.
Take care, brother.
See you
have
soon.
A great day. See you soon. God bless you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's the podcast episode. That's a podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that. LA is a great conversationalist. He's so funny to talk to. He has these he has a really sincere heart, but also makes really funny, strangely sarcastic comments every now and then. What's up, LA? If you're listening, thank you so much. If you want to follow LA on Instagram, it's at LA. What the heck? That's so cool, right? On Twitter, I think it's at LA Aguinaldo. For me, it's Nate Punzalan 6, both on Twitter and Instagram. You have every right to tweet me, Instagram, comment me, or whatever if you have feedback. And if you have much deeper feedback, or if you want to engage in some healthy, respectful, gentle, peaceful dialogue, then you're free to email me, because my podcast listeners are much fewer than my viewers online. So I only release my email to my podcast listeners, nate.punzalan@gmail.com. Name your subject so that I know that it's you. Your subject can be North Star. Yeah, that's a nice one. Cool. I'll see you guys in the next one.